Welcome to the Mastermind Your Launch podcast, broadcasting live on Business Radio X. Your place for weekly entrepreneurial lessons from Atlanta's most inspiring technology startups. And now your host, Stephanie Diaz.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Mastermind Your Launch on Business Radio X. I'm your host, Stephanie Diaz, and we are here live at the Roswell Infinity Studios at North Point Executive Suites. And I am so excited about today's episode because my guests are actually going to be talking about a project that I've had a hand in as well, bringing to life. And so it's really an honor to have them here sharing about it, because what we've been working on is, I will say, I know for them and for me, it's been really, really important and meaningful work. And it's all about helping the citizens of our community, Alpharetta, to incubate their grassroots movements. Welcome, Jason Binder and Mark Weisbrod, to the show. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.
Before we dive into Envision Alpharetta and all that that is and the process that it has taken for us to get to where we are today, I know we have a lot of stories behind that. Share a little bit about yourself, starting with you, Jason.
My name is Jason Binder. I'm a financial advisor here in the area and also a council member for the city of Alpharetta. Love living here, working here, and playing here. I have two daughters, Cecilia and Maggie, and then new son, Derek, and my wife, Nicolette Binder. So we've been here since 2010 and really enjoy it.
Love it. All right. Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I've been married to my wife just over 13 years. We have a very energized and 4.5-year-old and a 4-month-old daughter who mostly sleeps through the night. I sold an award-winning CPA firm just over 3 years ago, and coming up on the 3rd anniversary of a near-death experience, which was a catalyst for what we're going to talk about a little bit today.
Absolutely, it was. Why don't we dive right into that? Because that really was the starting point for, you know, Envision Alpharetta. It started with a pretty scary moment in your life, Mark. So why don't you share that story?
Well, one morning, I woke up and my arm was still tingling like it was asleep. As the morning progressed, that tingling sensation went to my other arm and the rest of my limbs. And there was a sense of confusion that continued to grow, that accelerated into showing up at a restaurant. And the hostess asked me if I was feeling okay. And I replied, not really. She said, well, why don't you wait here before you join your table and I'll bring you a glass of water. And that sounded like a great idea. So I took her up on her offer. I remember thinking when I was drinking the water, just make it through this meeting and you'll go home and you'll sleep the rest of the afternoon and all night and all day tomorrow. Maybe take the rest of the week off. And as I stood up and put the glass down, I could feel the shakiness in my legs. About 3 steps away from my goal, the table in sight, I began to collapse. Lucky thing, I guess, was the hostess called 911 when she went to get that glass of water. So I must look like death when I entered the restaurant. As I was in the ER, the doctors mentioned to my wife as my organs were shutting down that I had was about 2 hours from the end of my life, which she didn't share with me until I was at home about a week later, recovering, taking a lot of time, just a humbling experience when you're trying to get your strength back, when you're used to working 3,000-4,000 plus hours a year.
Yeah, I mean, to learn that you were 2 hours from death, I can't even imagine where your mind and your soul go when you realize that you were that close. But I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, come out of those experiences having, you know, those kind of revolutionary moments that really change how you think and the person that you are moving forward. And I know for you, it definitely brought about a period of reflection and how you were living your life and the impact that you wanted to create. So why don't you share a little bit about, you know, what was going through your mind at that time?
Sure. I it's been a lot of time. What was important in my life, and what are some of the callings or, that are on me? And I do believe when you have a calling, you need to make forward actionable progress. And Jason Binder has been fantastic at when I ran into him and met him, and holding me accountable for making some of this progress. That's blossomed into Envision. But it's making a difference in the community I'm a part of and live in and work in and walk in and play in.
I love it. And now, Jason, you said you've been in Alpharetta for how long?
Since 2010.
Since 2010. Mark, how long have you been in Alpharetta?
I believe 2001.
Okay. All right. I've been here since 07. So yeah, we've been drinking the Kool-Aid for just a minute. Yeah, for sure. But it's a beautiful community. And I will say it's really the first one that I feel like is my hometown. You know, I've lived in a lot of different places, but something about here in Alpharetta, I really, you know, for not having been born here, you know, just feel so much a part of the community and love that there are people like you guys, you know, that are really wanting to give back and make it even better. So Jason, why don't you share a little bit about what began to happen when you and Mark started collaborating over this idea, which probably didn't have a name at that point in time.
It's funny that you said it actually did. We picked up the Envision Alpharetta on Facebook, and it all started from me. We moved to Alpharetta, and we had my daughter, Cecilia. She was just born in 2010. So 2011, I wanted to recommit back to community service. Did a lot of that growing up within my hometown in the area, which was in New York in Orange County, an area of 5,000 people. And I wanted to make sure that I gave the same lessons that my parents gave me to give back to your community, to be a part of your community, to help improve it. Joined the Rotary Club to be part of, you know, at community service. And that was the best outlet to do that, and went to more and more things and was able to have the opportunities to help improve it. But my thought was always in the back of the head that it should be easier. There should be more access and resources to people who want to give back to their community or that have ideas, but they don't know how to implement them for whatever they would want to do to improve it. You hear a lot of great stories here, like with adding arts to the within the community, helping out with park space, anything that people have passion for. And so as I was beginning to think about running for city council in 2015, Mark was one of the first people to approach me and give his ideas. And we were having this lunch and we were sharing so much and just everything was clicking. And we're saying we can work together to help grow something, to make something so that there's a hub, a resource for people to go out and do great things. There's a resource for the nonprofits around here to share what they're doing and get volunteers to come in and learn more about it. For people that have ideas for projects, to learn who else to speak with, to gather a group, to go ahead and do things. So that's where Envision started, was the fall of 2015. And it started with just the two of us sitting in a downtown restaurant and just coming up with some great ideas.
And then it grew, though. You started intentionally bringing more people around the table and started to kind of hand this idea, not hand it off completely, but you really started to get more minds around the table. Talk about that.
It was very important for us for it to remain grassroots and to add more people. So it just wasn't our idea, but that it just grew and grew and it became others. And we wanted to make sure that we had buy-in right away from some of the big organizations that work and do things here in Alpharetta. We wanted to make sure we weren't trying to be a competition for another organization, that really it was a way for everyone to come together and share in the resources and work more efficiently to help improve Alpharetta. So our first thoughts were to approach the Alpharetta Business Association and the Alpharetta Chambers and talk about the idea that we had, which was just a seed of something of an idea, a small idea, and see if they would support us by providing board members to help work with us to see what the next steps would be. And then the city of Alpharetta also came on board. So that's where we added Marvin, Kyle, and James to the group, and then spent the spring of 2016 together to go through the mission, vision, and values all together. So that became a group of five.
And then what happened next, Mark?
Well, I'll let Jason continue with the story, but I would just like to add that the power of sharing an idea and building on an idea. I remember when I went out and thought I had some answers that I was going to implement by myself before the hospitalization. And I heard no and no and no time and time again. I could reflect now and, well, it was just me, or just me in one organization. Well, there's no synergy, and there's not a ton of power or passion that you unleash. But when you get people around the table and you get consensus and you take the time to listen, refine ideas and let people have input, that grassroots feel to it, that's the real power here, is to take the time to let everyone feel like they own a piece of the puzzle and let them feel empowered to make a difference.
And I don't think, I mean, this will be episode 68 or 69. I don't think there's been one entrepreneur on this show, anyone who's made a meaningful, you know, difference in their life and the life of others, that hasn't said the exact same thing. Something happens when you bring more people to the table. If you're just tuning in, I'm sitting here with Jason Binder and Mark Weisbrod of Envision Alpharetta. They are talking about incubating grassroots movements. And, you know, speaking of bringing more minds to the table, we talked about that journey to get five people around the table for the steering committee, where you guys really honed in on putting your vision, mission, and values into form. And then what happened next? Because you guys weren't done bringing people around the table, right?
Well, no, yeah, because we wanted to put those values into action. And so that's when the next step came in, adding about seven other people for 12 to find out what would the framework be around it. How would we set ourselves up for success and start bringing in even more people and building a catalyst for success? And so from that group, with all different types of personalities, all from different walks of life, and having different passions and reasons for being there each week, we came up with the idea of two different programs in there. The what we call the ALF Talks, which we're starting to have now about every other week, talking about different stories of success, different ways that people found an issue, found a passion, and wanted to bring something forward to Alpharetta. And that there's been, we've been getting a good turnout. I would say pretty successful if y'all.
The launch event was incredible. We held it at Vino 100 in downtown Alpharetta. We had over 50 people that showed up, and this was put together, you know, fairly quickly in the beginning of the new year. You know, everyone's coming off the holidays, you know, new year, trying to do lots of things, and still there was an amazing turnout. I don't think we could have fit many more people into that space, and the feedback, and more importantly, the conversations that people were having there were really, really meaningful. And people were starting to share some, you know, their own vision, their own passions, and say that they had never had an outlet to really share those before with other people that really got it. So it was an amazing event.
And I would agree, because the atmosphere was so good that people were sharing and seeing what they wanted to do, but you could see a hunger for action. Okay, what's next? We've talked about this, shared our stories, and what are we going to do next to move forward? And that's where our springboard sessions will start happening, where we can start getting ideas and resources of learning more about ourselves as individuals, learning about Alpharetta and the demographics and the resources that we have, and then how could we turn a seed of an idea into reality and help having movable action forward to improving Alpharetta. So the first one happened a couple of weeks ago, and we have one again tonight.
Mm-hmm. With Karen, as far as the ALF Talks.
Talks, that's right, with Karen Cashin of the Alpharetta Technology Commission.
Huge, yes. So, that was a big announcement recently. We're so excited to have her.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So, digging into tonight's event, I have to talk about the Fascinate assessment, because that's an activity that we've incorporated into tonight's event. Do you guys want to talk about it? Do you want me to talk about it?
I think you should.
Okay, I will. Since I'm the one who brought it up to you guys in the first place. So a little bit of background. I'm actually one of the members of the organizing committee. So I've been working with Jason and Mark for the last 6 months. Monday mornings, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Yes. And it's always such a pleasure to see you guys so bright and early there at City Hall. But, you know, so as we've been organizing this, there was an assessment that I brought to the team called the Fascinated Vantage. I took it years ago. It really shed some light. It's all about how the world sees you. And I thought it'd be a fun activity for everyone to do because truthfully, bringing that many people around a table and collaborating on ideas at 7 a.m. on a Monday morning can be a challenge, especially we have all different types. We have, you know, those people who are the visionaries and the leaders. There are the people who are the implement and what is the protocol. And so we have all kind of different personalities. So we did the Fascinated Vantage months ago, and it really started to shed light on the different personalities that we had in the room. And it was funny because we were able to see immediately like, oh yeah, that totally makes sense for you. And then since then, we've been able to really, you know, see people strengths and leverage them in a different way just because we have this awareness. And I think it's important for any leader to really know, like, where do you shine? When is your message connecting with your team members or your, you know, in your marketing or when you're out, you know, talking about what you do? It's so important.
I would have to agree with that. That helped, I think, all of us learn how to talk to each other because in that room, everybody's a leader. Everyone's been very successful, whether it's at work or in their community, but we all went about it differently on how to get to our same goal. So it helped learn us to teach us how to talk to each other. It also helped rely on other strengths where you may do something better than me and that you're the stronger role for going out there and sharing the message. And then when, you know, it comes to implementation, we may work with somebody else. So it helped, I would say, I think we did that about 2 months into us talking. And then after that, it found another gear for the group.
For sure. And it's so funny. I mean, the group has evolved as far as our dynamic together, which I think is beautiful because when you talk about incubating grassroots movements, that's really the inspiration behind, you know, what we, you know, look to help other people do, bringing people to their idea and then giving them the tools to take that idea into action. And it's really just reflected in our own journey to bring Envision to life. You know, bringing a lot of people around a table is amazing because of the ideas that it can spark, but it's not going to get anywhere until you have that framework to get everyone moving forward and leveraging their strengths. Really quick, do you guys remember your Fascinate archetypes?
I'm a scholar.
The scholar, yes. I think you were the change agent or the maverick leader, something like that. No,
I believe he was the maverick.
I can't remember. It'll come to me.
Yeah. Maestro.
Yes,
you were the maestro. Okay. And I was the connoisseur. But so we've actually sent out this link for anyone who's attending tonight to take their free assessment, learn their Fascinate Advantage. We also know Karen's Fascinate Advantage.
What's hers?
She is, and I'm so jealous, it's the mastermind. I'm like, no, why couldn't I be the mastermind? So she's the mastermind. I'm so jealous. But we'll be talking about, you know, how do you leverage that for yourself? And then how do you leverage that when you have a team of people that are, you know, working on bringing your idea to life too? So it's going to be really cool.
And that's going to be a big part of our first session, right? Within the springboard.
Let's talk about springboarding. Yeah. So springboarding is that 12-week program that is, you know, if someone has an idea and they want to get connected to other change makers in Alpharetta, then they can apply to be a part of the springboarding program and go through and gain, you know, those skills and resources and connections that they need. And yes, we are launching with a session that's all about knowing who you are. And the Fascinate Advantage is part of that session.
And we learned that from our round with y'all bringing in that maybe it'd be good to do that Fascinate quiz at the beginning so that you know yourself and the group that you're working and the dynamics and playing to everybody's strength.
Right. And it's such an evolving process because we took that, you know, we took those assessments months and months and months ago. And still, when we're in sessions now talking, we are just learning so much more about each other each time that it just reveals itself even more. So you think, okay, I get my test results, I know the answer, and then that's it. But it's really just the start of, you know, diving deeper, both with yourself and anyone that you're working with. So what should people do if they want to attend tonight's event? What's all the details?
Definitely take the Fascinate quiz, right?
Right. All of the information is on the Eventbrite page for the Fascinate, but you can go to alftalk2, alphtalk.eventbrite.com. That's A-L-P-H talk, the number two, .eventbrite.com.
We'll put that up on Twitter.
Yes, follow Twitter. You'll see everything.
But take the quiz, because we're going to have a lot of fun with it and use it as kind of a case study example of what they can expect on the springboarding session. But having Karen Cashin there as well is a great and timely event. Her story speaks a lot to what something like Empower could help others do, where she started and had the idea of bringing others together for GATN, for the technology network.
Right? Greater Alpharetta Tech Network, yes.
That I know that you do a lot within as well. Mm-hmm. And then moving on to today, being the executive director of the Alpharetta Technology Commission. So it's going to be a great event tonight, and everyone will have a good time and then get to learn a little bit more about what we have in store as far as the springboarding sessions.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. These ALF talks are really a platform for, you know, getting to learn more about these unsung heroes of Alpharetta. I mean, a lot of people in the tech community know Karen's name well, but I think for anyone in the Alpharetta community to hear her story of, you know, taking an idea and everything that she's done with it, it's inspiring and something that can be applied to industries across the board for sure.
Correct. And then the hope is that the audience will kind of get the courage to say, that could be me. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want those ALF talks to become, is a celebration of success within the Envision Alpharetta program, that they come today and learn about other success, and they either get an idea or they get the courage to bring their idea into fruition. And then through the springboarding sessions, be able to execute on that, to gather the resources needed, to gather the people in the room, to work together towards a greater opportunity, a greater thing for Alpharetta.
For sure. I mean, I know for me personally, I said that I have been in Alpharetta since 2007, but I really didn't get involved in the community, you know, like I am now until 2014. And that I did that because I was a small business owner, you know, but when I was an employee, I didn't really have that way of connecting. And I feel like ALF Talks are really going to be a great place to, you know, bring those people out that might not been plugged in as much to the community, but give them a way to start getting connected. And, you know, there are a lot of leaders out there that, you know, or people that have passions and talents, but they're not putting them to use just yet because they don't know where to go. ALF Talk is the place to go.
You know, the intelligence, the financial, the resources here in this area, that it's just untapped. And so when we all come in together to a room, great things will happen.
Oh, I'm just getting so excited. Love it. All right. So, I mean, what are some final thoughts you guys want to share about Envision Alpharetta as a whole? We talked about springboarding. We talked about the ALF talk, but Envision Alpharetta, what it means to you? Starting with Mark.
Well, I would love any listener who has a passion for our community to come out. Some people don't know where to start with their idea. This is an organization that will help you refine your idea and align you with the resources and the nonprofit organizations and the team that you'll need to make sure that your idea comes to fruition and is a benefit to our community. So come out and meet the Envision Alpharetta team this evening. Find us on Facebook. Find our website, envisionalpharetta.com. And we look forward to helping you unleash your passion about Alpharetta.
Love it. What about you, Jason? Profound words.
I just think that this is the opportunity for anybody that wants to be part of making change, that they see things happening going on in the world, and you can sit back and say, I wish it would be this way, or I wish we would do that. Come over tonight and then be part of something, and then I guarantee it'll be worth your time, and that hopefully it'll kickstart great things to come from them, and it will only get better as we grow.
I love it. And one thing I'll just add to that is, you know, maybe you're out there and you don't really have like this big idea. You don't really have like this one thing that you're really passionate about, but you look at your life and you just know that there's more within you. There's something, you know, maybe you can contribute to someone else's idea, you know, and help something big happen. Maybe there's just something out there that's bigger than you and you know that you haven't connected to it yet. Envision Alpharetta, ALF Talk, springboarding, you know, the whole reason that it was created is to help people like you find the other people like you so that you can, you know, live a life and have the impact that you know that you can have. So definitely hope to see a lot of new faces there for sure. Mark, Jason, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was truly a pleasure to have you talking about Envision Alpharetta.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to the listeners for tuning in. And remember that today is a great day to face forward and mastermind your launch.